welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, and I'm so glad you're here. So right now, as I'm recording this, it is just after the 4th of July. So I know that if you live in the United States or some other countries, I'm not sure who has what going on right now, but for the most part, you are on summer break, summer holiday if you are somewhere else. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're at school now, but I think most people are on summer break right now. So today, I want to talk about what you should be doing, what I'm doing during this summer, and what should be on your summer list, your summer checklist, or your punch list, if you will, your summer list, what you should be doing, and along with the relaxing. I hope you're relaxing. I hope you're having fun. We just went to the beach this morning with my wife and my two kids. So, you know, we had a lot of fun. Summer should be fun. Summer should be relaxing. However, I still think there should be some learning done. That's just my opinion, but I'm trying to inspire you to keep moving and growing your profession as a PE teacher. So make sure you are doing that. And I have five things that you should be doing right now. And I haven't done a boomer in a while. So if you don't remember, a boomer sounds like this. Yes, the good old boomers. Oh, remember those days? I used to do five boomer Fridays. I'm going to have to bring those back, actually. So I won't give you a boomer on the first one because that might get a little annoying, but I will give you some boomers as we go along as more like bullet points and transitions into the five things that I have for your summer checklist. So number one, oh, let's do a boomer. Number one, here we go. All right. So number one is get a notebook. Now, I've had a notebook every single year I've taught PE, and I love looking back on all the things I've written in there, all the games and ideas, and even like webinars I've taken notes on, or when I went to different conferences or the SHAPE convention, just taking notes on different ideas and things that have inspired me, or things I've actually taken or changed or modified and to my use to my needs in my program, and, you know, gone above and beyond with those ideas, hopefully, for my students. So the first thing is just get a notebook. And I don't care if you decorate it. I don't care what you have to do. I'd say label it as far as the year, so you know when you look back what year you're looking at. And I have a notebook for every single year that I've taught PE, and it's great to look back on. So number one, get a notebook. All right, number two is write down in that notebook from number one, write down your equipment needs and wants. Now, hopefully you have an idea of what your inventory is like at your school. If not, that could be your end of the year thing to do next year or beginning of the year this year. If you're not sure what kind of equipment you have, if you haven't taken inventory or taken stock of it recently, I just finished up my first year at a different school. I was at my previous school for almost 10 years. So when I went to a new school, I immediately took inventory. I threw some things out, but I left a lot of things I wasn't sure. It was kind of like, oh boy, these aren't my things. They've been around for, I'm not kidding you, some of these things were in my room for like 20 or more years. I actually found some trophies from 1993 in a closet. So I definitely took some things out into the trash, or gave them to the office, or gave them to after school as far as equipment. I gave them to recess. But really, that wasn't the main part of this number two. It is just write down your equipment needs and wants. And I would even say, shoot for the moon. You know, some things that you may not have the budget for right now, write it down. You never know. You might have a donor. I'm lucky to have a foundation that works with our county. And a lot of people don't take advantage of it. I've written grants almost every single year, and I almost always get them because I put in the work. It's not a ton of work, but I do put in the work. And I've gotten a lot of free equipment. I've gotten over $25,000 worth of free equipment. Again, this is not the exact point of this, but just write down your equipment needs and wants and what you want to shoot for this year. Like my goal to write a grant this year is for archery or some kind of climbing apparatus type thing. So I'm not sure how that's going to look exactly. I'm not even sure if my principal is going to let me write a grant for archery, but I'm writing down all my ideas as far as equipment needs and wants. And that is number two. All right. Number three, in that handy dandy notebook that you got for number one, and then you wrote down the equipment needs and wants for number two. Now, what I like to do is map out my space, my PE space, and then write down the games that would fit or that go well in those spaces. And some are, they could fit in any space. So for instance, now again, some of you, you just have a gym. And by the way, congratulations, and I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. I think that's awesome you have a gym. If you're in Florida like me or many other places, you are outside completely, unless it's like a rainy day and you're forced in the media center or classrooms or the cafeteria. Again, that's me. So I have a pavilion. It is covered. It's not as big or nice as my former school. It's an older school I'm at now. So it's smaller. And especially when I first got there, I mapped it out. And I was like, okay, what can I do here with my 100 kids and, you know, this limited space? So I mapped it out. I'm not good at drawing at all. I mapped out my pavilion. I have two basketball courts. And I had two at my old school, but I actually have more basketball hoops at this school. I believe I have eight, and I only had four at the last school. So I have more options there when I break them off into smaller groups. There's of different, I guess within the basketball courts, I can group them even smaller because of the number of hoops I have. And it's not just for basketball, it's for other games as well. So I have a pavilion, I have two basketball courts, and I have a large field that's kind of sectioned off by a big old tree. So I call one of them field one and one of them field two. And I know the field one's kind of small, field two is really big. So again, I map those out and I started to write down things that could go in each of these. So, you know, some large invasion games would be in field two, and some smaller target games, or, you know, just some really basic. And I'm even thinking, because we didn't even have a para at the end of the year. We had like a rotating sub. I'm thinking field one is my spot for my para, or a sub, like a new para that I might have, or a sub that can do an easy game right there. So that's field one. And I'm just mapping out things. Some things fit in more than one spot. Some things that I can do in the pavilion, I can also do on the basketball court. So again, the point of this is to just generate some ideas of games you could play in your space. And your space is different than mine, or it might be pretty similar to mine. So I can't tell you exactly what to do, but map it out and just really focus on what you can do where. And if you just have a gym, which again, awesome, you know, at least map out some space where you can do different things in your gym, or where you even want just like your projector and things like that, that I used to have at my old school. I'm going to have to get one of those, but I digress. So number three is map out your space and games that fit in that space. Okay, number four is plan out your first 2 weeks right now. And it may not be perfect. It may change a little bit. It may, you know, you may decide on some different things, but I'd say at least generate the games you want to play. And really plan out your first 2 weeks right now. Because if you're like me, you get a week of pre-service or preschool, whatever you want to call it, you know, before the kids come in. And a lot of it is, you know, meetings. You know, I'm going to like math meetings and things like that. Great, you know, really awesome stuff. So, and I love math, but I'm just saying it doesn't fit my curriculum as much as it could just be doing things in my PE arena there. So plan those 2 weeks now so that you're not burdened with other things, and other things will come up. There's lots of things that go on. There's open house, there's decorating. If you do that, there's all sorts of things. So plan it out now, your first 2 weeks, what you want to do, the kind of hopefully rules and procedures, and please don't make them boring. Don't make the kids sit around, get some fun games going so they can learn the rules and procedures and expectations without just sitting there, because they sit around a lot the first couple days in class. So make sure they're moving and having fun and just doing those in little bits, maybe, you know, just teach in little bits. I think that works the best. So plan out those first 2 weeks, what you think it's going to look like. It may change, but at least have an idea so you're ready to go day one and you're not stressing out about it when you first go back to school. Okay, and finally, number five, add new ideas constantly. Keep that notebook near you. Add wacky ideas, new ideas, funny ideas, just whatever pops in your mind. One of my one of the things I always remember, and I did a podcast on this, is inspiration is everywhere. I've seen things that I, just walking around Disney Springs, I learned about doing the music montages, and watching Survivor, An Amazing Race, I've picked up a few games that I've added to PE, just modified them. Inspiration's everywhere. Have that notebook handy and just constantly write down things. And you know, you may never ever use these things. And trust me, that's been the case. I've gone back into some of my notebooks. I'm like, oh, I never did that, but I want to. And so I'll re-add it to my new notebook and say, okay, this year I'm doing this. But write down anything, even if it's crazy, wacky, out there ideas, add them, keep the notebook near you. If you don't have it near you, I always have I think everybody has it on their phone, but like a note app. You could be, you know, go all out in note apps. I just have the basic one and just write down. I even do this for podcasts. I just, when I'm out walking or at the gym, I'm like, oh, I want to do a podcast on that. And I'll just add it to my digital notebook and then my actual PE notebook. So have it handy, keep adding to it. I just wrote down some things. I listened to a webinar the other day, a PE webinar, you know, add ideas and just keep going with it. Keep using it. It'll come in handy and it'll spark new ideas and you'll be better off for it. So that is number five. And now I haven't done this in a while. We're going to do a cowbell tip of the day, and I'm going to explain the cowbell tip of the day right now for our new listeners. So I work part-time at the local hockey arena. It's also, we also have concerts and all sorts of things there, like wrestling and bull riding, and it's crazy, but it's fun. It's a fun part-time job. So our hockey team, the Florida Everblades, they're in the ECHL. They're an affiliate of the Nashville Predators. But the main thing is when they, people, the fans, they're, the big thing there is more cowbell, and people bring cowbells, and they will, and when we need to get our team going, everybody rings their cowbells, and it's actually a lot more fun than it sounds. It's really cool. So anyways, that's where I came up with this cowbell tip of the day. So here it is, your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is simple. Get the notebook. Get a notebook. I think I even stole my daughter's old notebook that she didn't care about. She wrote it at one time. She said she didn't want it anymore. And so I asked her nicely and I took it. So get a notebook and just start going with it. I don't have to go through every bullet point, every boomer we just did, but just get inspired. Don't just sit around this summer. I mean, yes, sit around the summer, but read, learn, and write things down in your notebook and just get ready for the new school year. I know you can do it and you're gonna have a great year. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. You ladies and gentlemen are awesome of PE Nation. So as always, check out supersizephys.com for more information. Or go to the episode links. It has all the everything in there, and including a link where you can click on to give me a 4 or hopefully 5-star review if this episode or any of them brought you any value. It made you think, made you learn a little bit, made you laugh a little bit. Please take those 5 seconds and give me a review. I appreciate that. So have a great day, week, or weekend, whenever you're listening to this. If you're at the gym, you're driving your car, I see you. I see you right now learning and listening. You're awesome. PE Nation, have a great day, like I said, and let's keep pushing our profession forward.